And now let's track a side effect of a crackdown on methamphetamine. A decade of American efforts to shut down meth labs and restrict the sales of a key ingredient opened up the market to foreign imports, Oregon Public Broadcasting's April Baer reports.
Here in Oregon, the key ingredient in methamphetamine, pseudoephedrine, has been a prescription drug for 5 years. But before that law was passed, Pam Whalen did a lot of driving and shopping.
It would be an all-day event, and we'd get a whole bunch of people together that were users of meth. And what we would do is we would go around to all these little convenience stores and Safeways around the Portland area, and we would clear their shelves.
Pam still visits a lot of these stores, but not for meth ingredients.
Let's see. Right to the back of the store where the pharmacy is.
Pam sees boxes and boxes of cold medicine. They look just like the ones that she and her friends used to buy or steal. But these are all modified formulas, since Oregon law now requires people to get prescriptions if they want pseudoephedrine. Meth is unusual among recreational drugs. Unlike marijuana or cocaine, it's a man-made chemical compound, not derived from plants. Pam says she'd take pseudoephedrine pills, a gas additive, and a few other ingredients, and cook up meth. The key thing was finding enough ingredients for a batch.
We had certain places, and we had it all written down and all scheduled and programmed, you know. It was like a full-time job.
That was before the Oregon crackdown. The state phased in laws requiring an ID to buy pseudoephedrine, requiring pharmacies to put it behind the counter, even limiting pseudoephedrine sales to pharmacies.
It just took time. We had to try all of those other Band-Aids first and realize they didn't work.
Rob Bovet is the district attorney for Lincoln County, Oregon.
And then we developed a consensus to do something that actually does work.
Bovet says what worked was Oregon's first-of-its-kind law making pseudoephedrine a prescription drug. He made endless trips to lobby the legislature, battling the pharmaceutical industry. The results have been somewhat mixed. Discoveries of meth labs have plummeted, down from nearly 600 in 2001 to just one so far this year. At first, arrests for possession, dealing, and manufacturing dropped by about half, but now they're inching back up again. Outside factors like law enforcement manpower can influence the number of arrests, but the general consensus among Oregon police is that the game is changing again. One undercover investigator from Marion County, who asked for his safety that we not use his name, says meth comes from plenty of sources.
I don't believe that the legislation towards pseudoephedrine was the end-all to it, but it definitely assisted us in different avenues.
Make no mistake, he's happy the mom-and-pop meth labs have mostly disappeared.
We don't see as a lot of the kids suffering inside the house where it's being manufactured. We don't see a lot of the environmental impacts that have been here historically.
But just this spring, the department made a large bust at this house in Salem. It wasn't a meth lab, but someone was cutting up 5 pounds of meth for sale here. Broken toys and battered lawn furniture lie strewn across the yard. Another undercover law enforcement official who was involved in the bust notes this is a residential street.
Just to our east here is Scott Elementary School, and the street that we're currently on is where parents line up to pick up their kids.
The Marion County Sheriff's Office says out-of-state supplies are driving the meth trade.
Predominantly, the methamphetamine is coming out of Mexico or Northern California, where there's large quantities of super labs.
Those labs lie far beyond the reach of Oregon law. Police say the drug will continue to flow along the West Coast's I-5 corridor unless new laws tighten control over meth ingredients. And that will have to be a national and international effort. For NPR News, I'm April Baer in Portland, Oregon.
We're going to continue this story tomorrow when we'll hear about efforts in Tennessee to clean up the toxic chemicals left behind when police closed down meth labs. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.